You have choices to make when you are caring for and supporting an individual. It is important that your actions are appropriate in response to the person, the environment, and what is currently happening. Let's review the different actions you need to understand.
A permitted procedure is having physical contact with a person to meet the person's needs.
One example of a permitted procedure is touching a person in a way to calm or to provide comfort to them. This could be a hug, holding the person's hand, or allowing the person to cry on your shoulder. Another example of a permitted procedure is assisting the person to complete a task when the person doesn't resist or resistance is minimal in intensity and duration. This could be having you assist the person with getting dressed or completing hand-over-hand work tasks.
A restricted procedure is something that is okay to do, but prior approval paperwork needs to be completed when it occurs. There are two restricted procedures. They are
an emergency use of manual restraint, or an EUMR, and a positive support transition plan, or a PSTP.
A prohibited procedure is something that you cannot do. If you do it, it needs to be reported as maltreatment. The list of prohibited procedures is long because they do not provide respect and dignity to a person served. Examples of some prohibited procedures are
mechanical restraints, using a device to restrict a person's movement, timeout, involuntary removal of a person to a different area, seclusion, involuntary removal of a person to a different room where the exit is prohibited by staff or a lock or device to prevent the person from leaving the room, prone restraint, putting a person in a face-down position, chemical restraint, administration of a medication that is not a part of the person's standard treatment or dosage, and punishment. Click each link for a full list of Minnesota Rules Chapter 9544 and Minnesota Statutes Chapter 245D on what is permitted, prohibited, and restricted. If you don't remember the specifics of these, please review the statute or rule. We will be testing you on your knowledge of these concepts and terms.